for ZEW Mobile.
For ZEW, W4SBX.
Long time, seems like.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about you. That wrench, I guess you got the picture of it that I bought. I was in my toolbox looking to see if I had another one that's fixed to give you. But if I can't find another one, if you need one, I'll just give you that one. But this thing's cool because it's got this heavy spring underneath this knob, and it'll fit anything. I think it was from like 10 millimeters to 30 millimeters.
An angle grinder wrench.
I got to look in that toolbox outside. Remember that one I let you go through? There might be one in there, but when you get a chance, look up and see the center-to-center mark on the pins, because I might have one somewhere else, or I've got one that goes to a hex head or like a bolt or a grinder, but I don't know if yours does that or not.
Hexagonal, and it's a DeWalt, so other than that, I'd have to measure it to see what that diameter is, but mine does have the hex.
Roger that. You know what, now that you mention it, I bet this went to a DeWalt, but I think it was for a 4.5-inch grinder, which those things might be universal, I'm not sure, but yeah, if you get the width of it, if it's got that kind of, I might possibly have one I'll give you for that.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to check when I get home. It might work, the one you have. I'll just have to bring a, I'll just have to get you that diameter.
Right, you know, the one is like a hex, just measure side to side or one side, and I can tell you whether it's going to work or not. I haven't measured it myself yet, but I'll give you that one for sure. I got rid of that. Well, I think I sold it a long time ago, that DeWalt, and probably forgot to sell a wrench with it. But then my dad found all kind of stuff like that on his job site, so I don't know. But I'll look around, but if you can get that, let me know.
Definitely a DeWalt 4.5-inch, so... Yeah, that might work real well.
Thought you told me you had a 5-inch grinder.
I had bought a drill sharpening accessory, but the drill sharpening accessory, the bit sharpener, was for a 5-inch grinder, and I wasn't able to use it because mine's a 4.5.
Oh, roger that. Man, I just had something else on my mind. I can't think right now. We've had a... They got us on mandatory overtime now, and I'm exhausted. But anyway, it's good to talk to you, Ben. What are you up to tonight?
To my old computing club downtown that I go to on Wednesday night.
All right. I've been getting some good luck on that FT8. One more little tutorial, I think I'm going to have it now. But I've got like probably 12 confirmations this week. Well, between the last time I saw you, I don't know, it's probably been a little over a week.
Yeah, once you get the hang of FT8, if you're like trying to get the 250 confirmations, I mean, you have the whole year, but that's the way you can log a bunch of, you can get a bunch of them quickly like that.
I got a question about that, Ben. This W4SBX, righty, but I was pulling up. I didn't do it on computer, I tried to do it on my phone, but I'm not sure that you can use FT8. I thought it said all modes, but when I pulled it up, it looks like the award part of it, I pull up to see what I've got, it don't even list FT8 in it, so are you sure, do you know if it does or don't?
The QRZ version does, because I just checked mine, I'm at like... 154 or something like that, and I think it only takes confirmed ones, but you click on award and then scroll to the very bottom and click on 250, it'll calculate and tell you how far you are and all the details about it.
Yeah, roger that. I did the other day, a couple days ago, but maybe it's because the FTA stations that I got haven't confirmed it yet, but yeah, I don't remember how many I had. I had maybe 8, 9, not percentage-wise, but like 8, 9, 10 maybe QSOs on QRSAT. Then I heard AWRL is going to do the same thing. They're going to go along with it. So that's probably going to be harder. It depends on their rules, but I haven't checked into it yet.
Okay, yeah, I've got to check into the AWRL version and stuff too. But, yeah, QRZ, it counts confirmed FT8 contacts. It will count that towards the 250 award.
That's cool. I might be able to get it yet then. I did pretty good last weekend, or this past weekend. It's just, I usually am too exhausted when I get off work, so most of my radio is on the, my days off, I guess.
DW. Yeah, I figure if I average one contact a day, then I'll get it. So if I, only do it on the weekends, I might need to do, 7 contacts on that weekend. Or I might be able to do, 12 contacts, because only 7 will confirm. But if you could space it out, if you did one a day, I think you'd get 250 confirmations out of it. But I'm playing catch up with it right now, and it's pretty fun. Looks like I'm gonna make it.
I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't mean to key on you there, but if you got 150, you'll get it easy. But I'm like that too. Is before I realized it was even a thing, we were probably already in February, beginning of February or late January. But like you just said, though, I was thinking about the same thing today. If you get one a day, we would have, if you just get one a day, whether RF, FTA, we get it. We'll get it.
If you do one a day, if you do 365 contacts, you will probably get 250 confirmations.
Yeah, that's another thing. Some of the really cool ones that I got on FTA was one with Fiji, it's Oceana. I want to try to email the guy, but, a lot of those people might not even confirm it. I did get a few cool ones this week. I got Mexico, which I already talked to Mexico on RF, but let me drop a second. I had logged 10 contacts this past weekend. I got Portugal, Mexico, Cuba, Belgium, and the Netherlands, I think. Bosnia Herzegovina, or whatever they call it. But the other one guys hadn't confirmed anything yet. But, they might not have time yet.
Everybody does their logging differently. Some people might only do their confirmations at the end of the month. Some people might do them once a week. Some people might do them immediately. So you never know when they're going to go and upload their own logbook.
Yeah, I understand that. As a matter of fact, I've met a few hams that they said, I only do it maybe once a month, maybe once every 6 months. And I think I told you about this, but about a week or two ago, I got one from a confirmation. I thought I done gave up on this stuff for so long ago. It was from October or November of 2024.
Now, if you emailed me a QSO card, do you want me to print and laminate that for you?
That one of the ones I got?
It was one that was sent to you. And I'm about to hit downtown, so I might get a little scattered on the signal.
Yeah, Ben, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate it. If it's going to work like that, I can send them other ones to you. I didn't think you ever got it, so I didn't know. But I still, one of these days, I want you to try to help me see if we can do them glossy, cards that I got on my computer. That leads me to another question. I know I'm talking fast, but I know you ain't got much time. Did I tell you I got my first EQSL award for EDX?
No.
My very first, I thought it's going to take me forever getting an award from them, but I finally got one. EDX, I think it's 25 contacts. And then I guess you can get them in increments of 50, 100, or whatever, but they printed out on my computer fine, but it ain't the full size sheet of paper. I don't know. I tried to do 8x4 letter size, whatever they call it, executive, and it still prints the same size. It's like a 5x8.
Biscuit or a card?
It's a certificate from EQSL. You can order a plaque or a glass plate. I just did the free printout, and I was going to frame it. And I even bought some of this really cool parchment paper. It's like brownish. It's got that antique look to it. The 100 sheets. I'm going to share that with you, by the way, if you want to print anything out with it. But got 100 sheets for like $10, $11 at Walmart. And I wanted to try it on that, but I got to get it the size right first.
Just print it and just trim it, cut it out, trim it real nice, and frame it if you're going to. But it doesn't have to be 8.5 by 11.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but this thing is, like a 5x7 frame. I don't think you find a frame for the size of this. It's a little bit bigger than a 5x7, but smaller than a, 8x11 or whatever you call it.
You could print it out, cut it out, and then glue it to some of that parchment paper and cut out the parchment paper to the size of the frame. And then it might, that'd kind of have a cool look to it.
You know what? That's a good idea. I might try that. Experiment with a little bit. Unless we can get print full size. Because the way that certificate is printed out is not exactly square. It's like little hump, little hump, little hump all the way around. So you would have to cut real intricate in between each, like a V in each one of the little humps.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look next time I'm down there, but I gotta run. I'm about to enter a parking garage, and the signal's really gonna kill then.
Yeah, roger that, my friend. That's good talking to you, Ben. You have a good night, have fun, whatever you're doing, and we'll talk later. W4SBX, I'll be clear on your final.
I might be playing with some slow scan television tonight, but it just kind of depends on what they have planned. So, yeah, good talking to you again. I'm going to jump on out of here because I'm about to get in the garage. So, KO4ZEW Mobile, I'll be clear.
W4SBS, clear.